All right, prank. Let's do it. Let's open it up.
Stop. Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, golf. You know how much I love golf. Okay, now this guy. He's playing golf in and around Belleville.
Okay.
Belleville, all right? And this is a typical, let me just paint the picture. So you play golf. Golf is a big green area, always surrounded by houses on the perimeter. Some of those houses get golf balls through their windows.
It's a regular occurrence.
If you've got a guy like me playing, chances of a golf ball going through a window, highly likely. Sorry for you that lives there. Now, normally what happens is, if you're part of a golf estate, there's an insurance that pays for that. But if you're on the outside, hey, sorry for you.
You're not insured.
Sorry for you. So there's this guy, his house gets hit. Okay, but it seems to be a regular thing.
Are people aiming for his house? Do people not like this neighbor? What is happening?
They don't know him. They don't know. They don't. Sometimes you'll get like, your house can be the worst positions. Like if you are, say, 200 meters down a fairway, that is most people's range. So if you're 200 meters down that fairway and oaks are hitting it right,
you'll get nailed more often.
Your house, it's gonna hail golf balls.
And I'm sure the estate agent didn't tell you that.
No. But you got a nice view. You got to sit out on your patio every morning, have breakfast with a crash helmet on. You know, it's one of the not so lacquer things. So anyway, so this guy that I'm calling, he's playing golf. He cracks one down, goes into this guy, smashes the window. But he's a nice guy. So he says, he goes, and the guy happens to be outside. He comes out, and then he comes out, and he's like, hey, smashed my window. So he's like, yeah, look, I'm very sorry about that. You know, I'll do the right thing. I'll pay for it. So go and get some quotes. Here's my number. My name. The guy who lives in the house is Mr. Schlibusch, German guy. Mr. Schlibusch.
Say it again?
Mr. Schlibusch. Okay. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct, but
fun,
it's Schlibusch.
To say.
So he says, listen, go get a quote. When you get a quote, call me and I'll sort it out for you. I'm a good guy. I'm not a bad guy.
Of course.
Love that.
Okay. So now I'm phoning back with the quote.
Oh, no. You're phoning Mr. Schlibusch.
No, I am Mr. Schlibusch.
You, Mr. Schlibusch.
I'm phoning the golfer.
Oh, no.
That's waiting for the quote.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So I'm Mr. Schlibusch. My house was hit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've got the quotes.
Hello.
Hello, it's Schroeder here.
Yes.
You remember me from the golf course?
Oh, Mr. Schlibusch. Yes, yes. How are you?
Yes, you break my window on the golf course.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, good news, I fixed.
Uh-huh.
I fixed it. So where can I send the bill for you? Okay, and you stick to your word.
Well, yeah. Now, you know what? I said I'd sort something out. Do you not carry insurance, Mr. Schlibusch?
No.
You don't carry insurance and you live on a golf course?
My insurance only cover the broken glass for robbery for a breaking inside.
So how much was the damage?
It's at 12,632 rands.
12,000 rand for a broken window.
Correct, sir.
What kind of glass did they put in there? 6-inch armor plate?
No, it's...
12,000 rand for a lounge window.
That's what it cost.
But 12,000 rand, I can buy a f***ing motor car for that.
Now you buy a shit car.
Yeah, I can buy a shit car, but it can run. 12,000 rand for a pane of glass. Ridiculous.
It's just...
I don't know who's trying to rip somebody off, but I'm definitely not paying 12 grand for a pane of glass.
You told me you'd pay for a fix. You can't just put any glass here. I've got a receipt in my face.
You've got the receipt? So you've already got these people to put the window in?
Of course, of course.
No, well then, Mr. Schlibusch, we got a major problem.
You got
not
a major...
as long as I've got a hole in my ass, am I paying 12,000 rand for a replacement window?
The fact that you can't hit a ball straight, not my problem.
Well, it isn't my problem that you haven't got insurance and you live 3 meters off a golf course.
No. Well, then I'm not going to give you your ball back.
Mr. Schliebusch, do you not think it's ridiculous to pay that kind of money for one pane of glass? What is the size of the window, please?
Three by two. What?
Three by two.
What, okay. You going to go shop
I'll
around?
I'll phone you back.
No.
I'll phone you back.
When?
I'll phone you back. Okay. It's such a f***ing house anyway. You're not going to be the god. There's be nothing about you in your house. £12,000. What's going to be done? If you give me the dimensions, I'm going to phone around and find out what it costs to put in a 3x2 piece of glass.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't come anywhere near £12,000, then he's lying to me. Then he can f*** lie to
us. £12,000 for a window.
And you see the house. The tiles that he's replaced on the roof where they have to smash tiles from glass walls. One's pink, the other one's pale blue, the other one's brown, and he's got a grey roof.
Really?
Yeah. So now for some
I hear he got some sort of figure of what, £5,000?
Yes, he feels that his friend says it's £5,000.
I heard this noise behind the bushes, and this guy was standing in his shorts with no hair on his head, and he came out and he started shouting and ranting and raving, and I said to him, hey John, I'm trying to keep the ball on the park. I don't want to f***ing hit it through your window any more than you f***ing want it through your window. Hello?
Hello, Guy.
Yes, Mr. Schliebusch.
Yes, what's happening now?
Well, Mr. Schliebusch, this is the situation.
What?
The glass that I smashed was in all likelihood 6mm plain glass. And I've just got a quote for R2,400 to replace that window.
Well, you know, it was your ball going in my window. I didn't.
Yes, that's correct.
I didn't ask your ball.
Mr. Schliebusch, I want to draw you an analogy.
I want to tell. Pictures.
If you drive a Mazda 323.
No, I. What you talking? The glass.
You upgrade your house with an overspec on the window because you decided that you don't want that kind of glass in your window anymore. So there you go.
You shouldn't.
Bye-bye.
You shouldn't play golf. It's me again.
Mr. Schliebusch, I've already said to you.
Okay, hold on. Just listen for me. What is your handicap?
What is my handicap? I'm a 10.
You're a 10. Well, you crap golfer.
Well, thanks very much for that.
Yeah.
Four.
Whoop. Oh, I don't believe this.
You don't believe what?
Someone's just smashed another window here by my house.
Somebody smashed another window at your house?
Yes, off the tee box now. Oh. Four.
Stop.
Oh, there's another window.
There's another one. Another golf ball hit a window.
Yes, did you hear?
Yeah, I did. I heard both of them. Mr. Schliebusch, put your house on the market and move to a place where they don't have golf courses anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Schliebusch, phone me back when you've sorted out the other golfers, all right?
Well, unfortunately, two golf courses go through windows. I heard them. I'm just fucking crazy. Oh, my goodness. What is going on here? And you said there's another golf course.
I
tell you what my real name is.
Yes.
Wackhead Simpson.
You're
And you
Hello.
God, can you It just carried on laughing, laughing, wow. laughing. I love it. You know what?
I
just had that visual when he said he's bringing the whole of Belleville Golf Club. They're going to line up and smash balls at poor Mr. Slibush's house. By the way, I said he was German. He's actually Russian. I don't know if you picked that up.
I did.
Your German was sounding a bit Russian there.
Yeah, no, you see, in the war, World War II, he moved to Russia.
Oh, it's a long origin story.